We're live.
What up? Let's get weird. It's your boy, Tommy G, here with the post-Memorial Day Tuesday edition of the Steak Cash and Show. Me and Bill didn't do anything crazy for Memorial Day because we're just adults, right, Bill? Or losers. Adults. And Rackets looks like the rest of you probably feel hungover, except this is just how he looks.
Except I'm not hungover. I'm just fucking sick. That's all.
How you doing, Rackets? Tell us what's going on.
Bro, I went to sleep last night at 9 o'clock. I slept for 15 hours. I woke up at 1 o'clock. I still feel like death. I don't even know. I've never
like shit, so it's hard to tell.
Yeah, well, now I feel like it, too, so it matches.
And Bill Rupp, how are you doing this wonderful afternoon, my friend, or post-Memorial Day weekend?
I'm fine.
Yeah? Just another Tuesday for you?
Just another Tuesday.
Just grinding it. You're going.
That's it.
All right. Unlike the rest of the world, we have responsibility to put bets out all weekend. So I think we put 75 bets out. I think just me alone put out 50 bets Memorial Day weekend. Working, grinding, killing it. Yesterday was not great. The day before was monstrous. So today, listen, right off a down day, usually have a monster day. So this should be big. But Saturday was a fucking. So Lair was on Saturday. I think we were 100 units.
You're cutting in and out. Saturday. You're going.
Am I?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me change my microphone. Bill, talk.
Hi. How you doing? Hi, Evan.
Hi, Bill.
Hi. The Celtics game, they were saying yesterday, Tatum said...
All right, it's done. Yeah, that was terrible. You failed.
Tatum said that he got hurt in that first play, and that was the reason he played shitty the rest of the game.
I told you to start the game. Bill, who's the biggest late-game choke artist in the final 2 minutes that you've ever met?
Tatum.
Jason Tatum misses every shot. He's good in the fourth quarter, but he's terrible at the end of the games, right, once the pressure comes on. That's why the Celtics blow all those leads. I told you that he was – right when that happened, I said he's looking for an excuse right now for in case they lose. That team was never going to win that game. That team is not built. Jaylen Brown's interview after the first game, Bill, or the game six, remember when we were watching him on TV and he's like, I don't know, sometimes we just play a lot not to lose. I think guys get tight. Like he was admitting that their team is just a bunch of choke artists, right? So, Evan Hamm, did you watch the game?
Yeah, I watched the second half. I knew the Heat were going to win the whole time.
That's right, babies. That's right, baby. Team Heat, let's go. Let's go. Give me a fist bump. Boom. Let's go. Team Heat, motherfuckers. Get out of here with that Celtic bullshit, Luke Hoffman. I know you're in this fucking chat looking around, peeping in here, wondering if I'm going to mention your name. You better fucking believe I'm going to mention your name with that Heat domination in Game 7. Fucking love it. So we'll talk about that. Do we have any other headlines here, E? I know the... Memorial Day weekend was very slow.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I was going to talk about was the Heat-Celtics game, and then the Golden Knights moved on Game 7. They faced the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, it's literally just that was a kind of weird. That hockey game was definitely weird. I thought Dallas would definitely win that. Coming off winning 2 in a row, down 3-0, it seemed like that was a situation where home ice, they should just go out and thump them. And before me and Bill looked up, what's up?
They got whooped.
I mean, dude, both home teams yesterday. If you were wearing green and playing at home in an elimination game, you did not have a good day. I mean, fucking Stars. I blinked, dude. I didn't even know the game started yet because we were watching a NASCAR race. I looked up. They're down 2-0. I look up again. It's 3-0. We go, all right, let's see if we can get a goal to start the second period. 4-0. Click. Turned it off. Put a movie on.
Who won the NASCAR race anyways? Who won that NASCAR? That's when I fell asleep, was right at the end of the race. It was like 15 laps left.
Blaney.
Blaney did win? Oh, okay.
Yeah, Blaney made a pass late.
Byron came in second.
Yeah, see, I had Byron. I know he didn't win because my money didn't go in my account, but I didn't know who actually did.
That's a good way to tell. I didn't take a nap last night, but money didn't go in my account yesterday. Memorial Day, looks like everyone was on fucking full hangover. The Braves lost to the fucking A's.
Bro, they got smacked by the A's. I looked in the
I
saw that this morning.
They got killed.
I saw that this morning. 7-2? What the fuck?
I mean, dude, we're all like, how do we play the Braves? Minus 270. You know, how do we, like, Braves got destroyed by the A's. Let me just pull up. Everything yesterday was like upside down world. It was like a holiday where everything.
That's why, bro, you keep saying the Mets are done.
Mets suck.
Okay. I mean, Listen, the Mets are, let me just check so I'm 100%. Oh, right. Dangerous. The Mets are only five back. They are a
five back. It's May.
They are a 500 team.
They're the highest payroll in baseball. It's May. You're five back. The Orioles are less than five back. They got a $10 payroll.
Five back with a 500 team. And they've had everything possible go wrong.
No, that's the thing. No, they haven't had one hitter get hurt yet.
Nobody's hitting. And
no, that's because they suck.
Now Alvarez came up and he's a beast.
Yes.
And they're going to get another bat.
Like the bat you got last year? You're going to get another Vogel bat like you did last year?
Verlander had one bad start. And Scherzer's coming back, bro. They're looking. I am loving their position right now.
Is Rackets frozen or on drugs?
Both.
What were you looking at?
What do you mean?
What's up there? I was just watching you. You're staring at something up there for the whole time.
That's where one of my monitors is right here.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I've never seen you. You were just looking like this. I thought you were frozen.
No.
We gotta interject here. Colt donated $25, $27 actually, and said, "Talk about me."
Instead, yeah, let's talk about Colt. How come we give, keep in mind, during the air, we'll have about 200 people on at a time, right, Evan?
Yep.
By the time it posts on YouTube, there's about 500 concurrent.
Only 38 likes.
Hold on. I got this. And then when the show's done, right, another few hundred people are going to watch it. So about 1,000 people, football season 2,000. Can I ask someone why Colt's the only one that's fucking been tipping for the last thing? Like, what about, like, if you're a subscriber, fine. I get it. You can tip us through Venmo. And no one does that anyway. But, you know, why is Colt the only one who's fucking tipping all the time? I mean, yes, there's other people who do. Dan Cronin and Hoffman will drop in. And there's some. What are the rest of you doing who aren't subscribed? Who are just getting 20 free bets a day?
See, Duff just takes his mom's credit card. That's
why. I mean, yeah, to steal your mom's credit card. You're getting free bets. Meanwhile, I go on TikTok Live, Bill, and these people are fucking tipping people to peel eggs and fucking tip waiters. Tell them what happened on TikTok with the waiter the other day, Bill. Bill, yeah. Would you like to join the show, or do you want to just text your family?
Well, again, looking at fucking bets.
Maybe that's why I don't get any tips on here.
The guy's got $800 in tips to tip right in an hour to tip the waiter.
Bill's telling me, he's like, dude, this guy literally was in a restaurant. He was in a restaurant, Evan. And he's got 400 people watching his live screen. I'm like, that's half of Stay Cashin', right? And he goes, whatever you guys send me on Cash App right now. And he kept his phone like this. He goes, I'm going to give to the waiter. You got $827 in 5 minutes. We're giving people free bets every fucking day. What the fuck? Makes no sense. Your generation is very weird. Evan.
We're doing it
very
wrong.
Very weird. You
We're
guys,
doing it wrong.
You guys are very weird. Hey, people who are stupid. You
we
don't
give
pay the
too
people.
Much value.
Yeah, it's very, very quick. We're doing it wrong. So we'll have to flip the whole business model. That's what we're going to do. Flip the whole business model. Subscribers, you don't worry. You're paying for your subscriptions. You're fine. You can tip us on Venmo if you have a great day or something. But freeloaders, come on. Give a dollar. Jesus Christ. Anyway. Talk about the Heat game, Bill. What did you think? Bill, what are you doing? You've had all day to text. What
Dude,
are you doing? Who are you talking to?
I'm not talking to anyone. I'm doing fucking home run contest shit. I got a lot of shit popping.
Why are you doing that right now?
Because
why is that happening from 2 to 3?
Why not?
Why doesn't that happen at 301 or 159?
It was happening at 159. You called me.
Right, so now put your phone down. What if someone from Spike TV is watching right now? Does Spike TV still exist?
I don't think so.
What if someone wants to bring back Spike TV and sees this right now and is looking
Spike
for
TV
a flagship betting show and we got the fucking retard on his fucking phone who's supposed to be the co-host? You ever thought of that, stupid?
Fuck Spike TV.
I'm never going anywhere.
Spike TV was sweet, dude.
Yeah, I'm never going to go anywhere. Like, my ceiling is capped right here as long as Bill Rupp's involved.
This was just
Rackets.
This is cap. Bill is cap. Brackets. That's his new name, Cap Rupp.
Rackets, guess who B Diamond picked as his home run contest guy yesterday? Oh, first of all, I didn't really even know this guy. I had to look up his stats. He picked Royce Lewis.
Oh, the rookie from he actually got it too.
I mean,
the dude from the Twins? My God.
Yeah. And the guy hit home run.
And he tied the game late in the game, late in the eighth or ninth, too, to fucking send it to extras.
Wasn't that his only at bat of the year? His only game?
He came back, yeah. He had just come back from injury. I think he got hurt in spring training.
So crazy.
What, is that his third in a row?
Third one.
Diamonds had a bunch up there.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know that, but I just know this one.
All right, why don't you put the phone down now? So yeah. I do want to talk about AOD in the chat before the show. He said, stay cashing, my bros. Love you. Tommy for mayor, Bill for president, Evan Schefter for pastor, Howie for senator, Rackett's best dad. There's a lot of – we appreciate it, Ayo. There's a lot of things wrong with that sentence.
There's first a lot of good things in there, too.
There's a lot of good things in there. We appreciate all of them, but they're wrong. First of all, there's no way Bill's president and I'm mayor. No. No. I'm fucking president and Bill's mayor.
Bill is the one that wanted to run for the mayor.
Yeah, Bill's gonna be a mayor at some point. And Bill can't run a country. He can't even be on a show right now and focus.
Bill can't leave Bloomfield, like, dude.
Brain dead fucking retard. Imagine Bill being president. You would make Biden look smart if Bill's the president. No, Tommy for president, Bill for mayor, Evan Schefter for pastor. Evan, do you go to church?
No. That was just from I remember the first time you started saying that was because I was the whole Damar Hamlin thing. So he's saying that I'm.
Oh, okay. All right.
And also, okay.
Schefter, yeah, I'm glad that stuck. I'm glad Evan Schefter stuck. That was one of my better ones.
Okay. Yeah. Evan Schefter is good. Evan Schefter, I like. So good job there, AO. And good job with the president mayors. Just flip those. This retard's never going to be above me. And
Schefter's only because I break news.
Yeah. That's good.
This is Bill, if you guys can see.
Howie for senator. I like that. I like Howie in the Senate. I like Howie as our lobbyist more, going out there and fucking, causing some chaos. Rackets for best dad. He left his fucking kid at school and forgot he was there.
It's the best one.
How is he the best dad?
He's the best dad.
I think that's the play there.
Yeah, maybe Rackets for incompetent.
Tommy, do you know what bet yesterday kept me from hitting my parlay?
What is this on the screen, Evan?
That's what Bill was that? Is.
That bald tranny?
They're like prominent in the government, whoever that is. I don't know what they were.
Yeah, that seems like Bill. Okay, what did you say, Bill?
Do you know who kept me from hitting my parlay yesterday?
Who's that?
No. White. The threes.
Oh, was it? I told you before the game that was going to happen.
Yeah, too. Everything else hit except for that.
Yeah, Derek White, threes. That's it. Colt says he funds the show. Jim Foyster said, too thirsty, Tom, not you. No, guys, I'm not being thirsty. I'm fucking rich. I don't give a shit about your fucking tips. I'm fucking saying it, for one, the other guys. And two, it's just been driving me insane to see TikTok. Now that I'm on TikTok and I'm Tommy Talks, I'm sitting there wondering, what the fuck is going on?
I have money and I
Bill
care.
Bill cares, yeah. Bill cares. I want the other guys. Tip the other guys.
Tips.
I mean, listen, I'll take your money gladly. Fine. You should, too. But it's just... seeing what people are giving money to, I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
Bill, do you tip the Pimple Popper guy?
Yeah.
What's up? Bill tips the TikTok people.
The Pimple Popper guy.
He tips everybody.
Everyone.
I tip everybody, too. I tip the gas station guy when I get gas. You're not even supposed to. No, it's just a courtesy, I think, for the freeloaders. But, I don't give a shit. I'm not going to fucking send me $19. What the fuck am I do with that? I'll fucking
spray I'll a take it.
Cost $19. Yeah, but I appreciate it. So that's why when I get tips, like C-Duff actually tipped me the other day, Rackets. Did you see that?
Yeah, he sent me one too.
On the Venmo, on the site, I was like, it pissed me off a little because now I can't be mean to him, but I was still with mean to him.
No, you can be mean to C-Duff. He likes it.
But it's not about the money. I just appreciated it. You appreciate it that someone, it's not about having thousands of dollars. It's just like, oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bro, it could be $5. Don't matter.
Yeah, I don't care if it's a dollar. It's the thought. It's the effort.
100%. Like the Christmas one, Zeke's mama sent like $15 and she's like, sorry, it's not more. I'm like, that's more than enough.
Yeah, dude. That's I got like 100 Christmas gifts. It was great from $1 to 500. I thought it was awesome. Everyone the same. It's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's just nice to know you're appreciated. So no, it's not being thirsty for money.
I am thirsty.
Bill is thirsty. Bill wants money at all times. Bill fucking always wants money. So let's get to the recap of the Heat game. Heat came out, thumped him. Bill, how'd you feel about it?
I knew the game was going to be a blowout. I just thought it was going to be a blowout on the Celtics end. And then as soon as Tatum got hurt, He just, I guess, I don't know whether you know that was an excuse or what was going on. The whole team just collapsed. It's like one little bad thing happens to that team and they all just shit the bed.
They're mentally weak. Derek White's the only one who's tough. He was the one, wherever they got down, it was in the lane, fucking getting fouled. Fucking,
yeah, and he's the one that cost me.
Yeah, and he just didn't hit his threes. But Zab wants to know. Zab always contributes. Daniel Cronin always too. Don't worry about Daniel Cronin. You're a big dog. Zab wants to know if Ruppin Rackets is returning.
Possible.
Did you guys really think that show was going to survive? Come on.
Well, I mean, we were on for 2 years.
Yeah, great. And then what happened? The first time you
took it. Well, I got to go see my mom if I.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's why. Today. Sure, that's why. Okay. I mean, you guys are liars. Okay. You
all right, Rackets. Let me not.
You go, just don't want to do it, which is
let
fine.
Let me not go see my sick mom in the
hospital. Oh, yeah. You can't do it before or after?
Rackets with Rackets.
You can't do it at 8 o'clock or 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
Of course you can.
Let me do it at 4 o'clock.
It's a difference. Do it at 5. What's the difference?
Yeah, let me do it at 8.
And Rackets isn't going to do it. He just sits there every day, crosses his fingers, and prays nothing to anybody.
When the games are over, why don't you do it then?
I do this.
You do this. You never. You sometimes don't do
it. Yeah, one day. If you miss a day, you guys missed fucking. You guys missed 2023. And you know, Rackets ain't gonna initiate it. Like I said, he just sits there and prays that no one fucking.
No way. No chance. Him an
invite. Yeah. No. Rackets will not do anything unless you drag him onto the show.
No chance.
I did Discord message him today, but I knew the Heat were winning this series. Jimmy Butler showed up. Obviously, it just shows more, Bill, that they fixed Game 6. Game 6 was completely fixed with Jimmy Butler fucking doing. Like, that was the craziest shit I've ever seen. Jimmy Butler didn't even show up. We haven't done a show since then. That game was rigged. Butler was missing on purpose. Me and Bill were on the phone as that game was going on. He was missing on purpose.
If he just hit one of those free throws at the end of the game, that fucking blast, it doesn't even count.
Layups, fucking, he was completely throwing the game. And if you paid close attention to it, you'd notice that whenever they got down 10, he would hit a shot. And then when it got down 5, he would fuck something up. So he was making sure to get his stats when they were down 10 or 12 and then fuck up the second the game got closer. And the refs were cheating in that game, too, with the fucking calls at the end. And I don't know how 3.0 seconds went on the clock when it should have been 2.7 when the foul was called and it would have never got the tip in. But that was the worst shot in history by Marcus Smart, Rackets. That shot at the end of the game by Marcus Smart last game, not the one that just happened yesterday, the one that Jimmy Butler was throwing. Yeah. He just takes it, turns, chucks it up, and they got lucky. Derek White, fucking the only gangster on that team, was fucking hustling in to get the tip in.
Yeah, I was watching, and I thought the red light went off before he even got the put back up. So I started celebrating the Heat, and then all of a sudden it's like, you know, they're coming back, and it was obviously Celtics win that game, but you look at the entirety of it, and Jimmy, every time he drove to the hole in Game 6, he was passing out. He would get to the hole and then pass it right back out instead of either trying to draw a foul or put the fucking ball up.
It's like he was running the shot clock down to 3, and then he would get to the rim and piss it to someone about to just take it and shoot it.
Yep.
And if you watch the document, did you see the documentary, Rackets, on Netflix?
No.
With the dude who was throwing the games from Arizona State? You have to watch it. It changes the way you watch basketball forever. But the dude was throwing the games, literally dropped 40 in the game he was point shaving on. So he was able to drop 40 and still shave the points. That's how good it was. But what he said was, as the point guard, I know what players don't excel in what spots. So when I was shaving the game, they show the video of the game. I forget what it's called, Evan, if you could find it, the name of the video. But he would say, like, if you know Adebayo can't score from the right and can only score from the left, I would drive and make sure to pass him the ball when he was on the right. I'd pass it to the three-point shooters when the clock was running down. So he walked you through exactly what they do to fix the games and not just throw the ball over their shoulders and look like retards. So, Rackets, that's what Butler was doing.
And not only that, too, but then the whole narrative yesterday on Twitter was all the referees. It was all the Scott Foster thing and saying that it's impossible for the Heat to win and all this shit. That was the whole narrative on Twitter yesterday. And I don't think really at any point the Heat were really leading the game, right? Like every time Celtics. I don't think at any point the Celtics were leading that game yesterday.
I'll tell you why. And I saw the Scott Foster thing and joked around like, it's over. I was confident because of that. Because Bill, whenever you're done with your conversation, if you'd like to chime in, what was happening? Bill, by the way, did you see your TikTok got 11,000 views? Mm-hmm. Very proud of you. Very proud of you.
That's Billy good. Talks.
Yeah, Billy Talks. So, Bill, what was happening just the day before with the Celtics officiating that you actually sent a TikTok about? And everyone should go follow Rupp 45 on TikTok for his what I thought was a subpar talk. But it got 11,000 views.
It was done in my car. I did it in my car.
I mean, listen.
While you were cruising for chicks with the top down?
A true talker, Bill, a true talker doesn't put it in their car. They wait till they get home to drop the fire, like me.
No, no, no. Can't wait.
You just cheating.
He had one with 11,000, and the next one was with 10.6.
Yeah, that was an Island Boys repost, though, right there.
And then you're getting shit on. You a grown-ass man hating on a youngin' getting money.
Fuck you! Hit women, you get fucked with.
Yeah, so Bill, yeah, listen, Evan, obviously you've been telling me to get on TikTok. I know I've motivated Bill to get on TikTok now as a content provider instead of a voyeur, which he's been for the last year and a half, just sitting there watching people on TikTok. And now he sees Tommy Talks. Evan, would you like to read them the statistics on my last two videos?
Let me look you up.
Wait in silence for this.
We got a 945,000 one, a 1.9 million one. That's the one that started all of it with the Bruins.
Mm-hmm. That was the jump off.
Then you had a 167,000.
So my last two, Evan, 945,000 and 1.9 million are my top two. Bill, that is your bar that you need to chase. And the funniest thing is I only have 2,000 followers. So TikTok is way better than Instagram and Twitter for those of your content providers. Evan, take your bow because you've been telling me this forever. So go follow TikTok, Rupp 45, and Tommy G Returns too. Rackets, are you going to get on the talk?
Probably not.
Okay. Everyone's all the Patriots and all the fucking conservatives are like, you can't be on TikTok. It's owned by China. Great. Because my own country hates me. My own country is censoring me on Twitter and Instagram. Those same videos get 5,000 views on Twitter and Instagram. So guess what? The enemy, which is China, of my enemy, which is America, is my friend. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. China's letting me go viral because they're probably like, this kid's going to fuck up the cabal and your government. So let's go. Tommy Talks all the way home.
Shout out China.
Shout out to China. Shout out China. Shout out China letting Tommy speak. Appreciate it. They want me to talk, right? That's why they love conspiracy shit on there, Evan.
They'll let Tommy talk, but they won't let Peng Shui talk. She's still missing, Bill Rupp.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, Peng Shui got to fuck up. So listen, China, if you're watching,
very nice.
No, Evan?
Did you see there's like an Alabama player for football, and when someone got drafted or something like that, he just said something like that, and they're like canceling him.
What?
Well, they can't cancel me. They already did. You can't kill what's already dead. Derek said, I don't tip when I go pick up my food. Waitresses don't make the food. You should go to hell. Go directly to hell. Do not pass go. Do not collect $2,000.
What did he say? What happened?
He said he hasn't tipped the waitresses. I have noticed that, though.
He said he hasn't tipped the waitresses because the waitresses don't make the food.
I always tip when I go pick up the food.
How do you not tip when you pick up food?
Especially if you go to a diner.
I tip the pizza guy. I tip the gas station guy.
Especially when you go to the diner.
Yeah, what do you mean? You have to tip everyone the time.
You order the food at the diner, and because my friend owns a diner, so I know, the waitress goes in the back, she gives the order, but she has to pack up all that.
She's packaging it, she's getting it, she's stepping away from her tables to go make sure it's on the counter.
All they're doing, the cooks are putting the food on the table, and she's getting it, she's got to put it in the tin, pack it up.
Are you going to tip him as much? No, if I have a $100 meal, I'm going to give her $25, $30. If I have a $100 order, I'll throw her $5 or $10. No, I'll throw her something.
Even giving them $2 or $3.
Yeah, anything.
They really appreciate it. Because when I give it to, thank you very much. Because they don't expect it out of a lot of people. Because people don't know what goes into them, you know, preparing that shit. But you should tip.
Kim said waitresses pay the taxes on the food sold. So they're losing money by having you pick up the food. Yeah. So, Derek, be better, bro. Be better. Just be better.
Can we?
And then when you do tip on the receipt, write hashtag stay cashin.
Can we take a moment of silence so we can watch this video I was talking about?
Sure.
All right. It's the Georgia football player during
the. Can you do the thing you did where we could see it with them?
Yeah.
Do you know how to do that?
Let me try to set that up again real quick.
All right, guys, there's not much going on in sports today. There's no hockey. There's no basketball. And we have, you know, a bunch of baseball games where I think I only have 5 bets on. So we'll get to that.
All right. You see it?
Hold on. Yes.
Here we go.
Jalen Carter. Come on, you Asian. Ching chong. Jalen Carter.
That's it.
Jalen Carter. That's
all what it is. I couldn't Jalen hear it. Carter. I only
Come
see
on,
it.
You Asian. Ching chong.
Oh, it's still playing. He's like, go, Jalen Carter. And then this, you know, Asian guy shows up and he goes, Ching chong.
And he got deleted.
It's Georgia defensive tackle Jamal Jarrett. And he got absolutely shit on. So I don't know.
Listen, you don't fuck with the gays. You don't fuck with BLM. You don't Isn't fuck with China. And you don't fuck with the Jews. Those are the 4 that will fuck you up. Isn't I don't care Asian about now? Anything.
Who?
What's up? Jalen Carter?
Wasn't that guy at the podium Asian?
Yeah, that Jalen Carter posted it.
Jalen Jarrett. It's not Jalen Carter. It's like a some just random like freshman on the Georgia football team.
Yeah. Yeah. Tommy's 45. Rackets, they said you're in your 40s. Someone said Tommy's in his 50s.
I am not in my 40s.
Be Doc Curry. No, I'm 44, actually.
Rackets is like 22. I am also not in my 20s. Yeah. I appreciate that, but I am not.
Rackets is in the middle.
What is wrong with that?
I'm 44, actually. I keep saying 45. You know why I say 45?
Because you millennials,
I'll fuck your mother and your girlfriend in 37 minutes. It doesn't matter how old I am. I will own you. Let's go to the bar. I'll outdrink you. I'll outspend you, and I'll outfuck you.
So, 45.
Call me a boomer all you want. I'm just getting my prime right now.
Rup 45.
Yeah. Rup 45. All right. Tommy doesn't think Tower 7 fell by itself. What do you mean? Yeah, I do think Tower 7 fell by itself. Yes. Okay. No, I did that. That's correct. That was not a, it did fall by itself. It's not a thought. It's a fact. Tower 7 fell because there was an explosion in it. So I don't think a plane knocked it down. Bill still thinks that because Bill's stupid.
D-Cat says tip the garbage man. Tip the garbage man.
Everybody, dude. My fucking landlord, would come by and fix something. The plumber guy across the street will fix my toilet and I'll give him money. Like give him $5. Tip everybody, of course. Dude, just the number one rule of business. You're supposed to give money out so that it comes back. That's the first thing you're supposed to do with the universe. Let's get to some MLB bets here. Anyone want to comment? We have an NBA section or no?
No.
Now what? All right, we'll do the NBA bets in the now what section because
there's
we don't
no
have
NBA
much
NBA bets till Thursday.
We can talk about who we think is going to win the championship.
Denver, obviously.
All right, let's go. Let's get through the slate. We'll run through every baseball game today. Miami Marlins, Padres, Alcantara versus Weathers, Rackets.
Pass. I want nothing to do with this game.
Pass?
Yeah, I don't want it.
I'm looking at it. I thought about it before. I thought about putting a play on it.
I can't get behind Sandy I can't get behind Sandy and I can't get behind the Padres. I want nothing to do with it.
Yeah, I can't bet the Padres, that's for damn sure. But I can't figure Alcantara out. So I'm gonna pass on that game too. What I'm probably gonna do, definitely gonna do this. We're going all in Soler. So Weathers a lefty, right? He's not. Yeah.
Yes.
He's lefty. We're
going
Soler.
I think so. Yeah.
You think Soler?
No, I think he's a lefty. Let me double check.
Did you hear what I just said there? That was masterful. You said I think so. Yeah. I said you think Soler.
Yeah. Yeah. That's pretty good. That's good.
You're a little sick. I'll give you a slap.
I can't think today.
It's all right. All right. So we're gonna put some Soler bets in versus a lefty. This is a fucking auto play. Tommy G play of the day. It's probably my favorite play of the entire day. Is going to be Jorge Soler. Jorge Soler should go nuclear today. And we are going to capitalize on it. And let me just pull you the bets here. Hit a home run plus 290, Evan. You with me?
Yep.
We're going Soler to hit a home run plus 290. We're going to go – you could put Soler to get a hit in parlays, but I think if he hits something, it's going to be extra bases. So we're going to go total bases on Soler plus 100. And I'll look up right now what his hits, runs, and RBIs are. We're going to bet that too.
What are the total bases?
So we are all in Soler. We're all in Soler today, absolutely skull-fucking him. What'd you say?
What are the total bases?
1.5. Oh, Evan, you're such a rookie. Yeah. Soler over 1.5 bases plus 100. All right. Skull fuck Soler day. Solar flares coming. Let's see.
Wow. You see, I just got a new update from DraftKings.
What did it say?
You don't want to know.
What's that even mean? I don't want. Why would I not want to know?
They're copying our shit.
Oh no, they're doing all right. We'll talk about it after the show. Of course they are. Let's see here. Solaire, yeah, hits, runs, and RBIs 2.5. So we can't bet that. We're not betting that. So, all right, next game. Rackets, what's the next game on the board here? What do we got? Texas, Detroit.
Texas and Detroit. Yeah. I'm leaning toward Detroit here, +110. Fiedo has been pretty good. Everybody and their brother, I feel like, is going to be on the Rangers, and that line at -130 just doesn't seem right to me. So I think the Tigers win this game.
I'm a little bit scarred from yesterday because of how much batshit shit happened, but I'm going to write it off as Memorial Day, weird times, and everyone was just nuts watching fucking – I mean, your Orioles lost, what, 5-0? The Royals almost got perfect – the Cardinals almost got perfect gamed by the Royals. The Cubs beat the Rays 1-0. Stroman pitched a 9-inning shutout. Very fucking weird day. 7-2 in Oakland versus the Braves. Very, very strange day in baseball yesterday. So I'm going to hope it normalizes today and not think too much into that line. I like that too. So put me down for that also. Rangers -130. Guardians, Orioles, Rackets. You guys have lost like 4 out of 5. Are you getting a little nervous?
No, not really. I don't like that Cedric Mullins got hurt yesterday.
About time you guys had some injuries.
Gibson at -142. I'm okay with that. The Guardians can't really score any runs. They scored 5 yesterday, but I don't have any. I don't think that they go back and score another 5 today. I like the O's. -140 kind of seems a little steep, but Gibson's been pitching well, so I'm okay with it today.
Okay. Bill, if you have anything, stop me. I know you're looking at your
thing. I got a hit parlay. I'll tell you in a minute.
All right. Blue Jays, Kikuchi versus Hauser here. I mean, I don't fuck with the Blue Jays anymore. Fuck the Blue Jays. That team, they either score 10 runs or no runs, and good luck picking which days they do which because it's the opposite day of what you think it's going to be. Rackets, do you have any interest in this game?
I like Adrian Hauser a little bit, dude. +125. Blue Jays can't really score any runs. I understand they're at home, but Hauser hasn't been bad in the last. He's made 4 starts. He's given up 5 runs total. The first 2 were only in like 4.5 innings, but he's gone 11 1/3 scoreless in the last 2. I like a little bit of Hauser. A lot of ground balls against this fucking right-handed heavy lineup.
Yeah,
that's just trying to lift the ball.
Right, the Brewers have not been great on the road, but they haven't really been great at home either this year. I think they're, 16-12 at home and 12-13 on the road. Blue Jays have been pretty good at home, 13-9. It is a righty pitcher who does focus on
that's a lot balls. Of ground that's, balls, dude.
Yeah, a lot of righties in that Blue Jays lineup. All the dangerous bats are basically righty. You know, Chapman, Guerrero, Bichette, Springer, Merrifield, they're all righties. So I'm good with that. If I was going to pick a side, I would pick the Brewers. I'm not making an official play on it, but I would go Hauser on this one. Let's see. From a weather perspective, those first couple games, 82 wind blowing in Detroit, 76 wind blowing in the other one. We got 64 9-mile-per-hour wind blowing in here in Boston. Bello versus Lively. What do you like here, Rackets? Bayo?
I don't know. I lean the Red Sox. I'm not going to lay 175 with Bayo. And their offense just hasn't been great the last 4 or 5 games.
0-1-0-3-7-2.
I got the Brandon Fock game right. I told you guys they were going to score that game, but that was the only one. That was
every other
the
game
only
is zero is less 3 runs or less in the last 7.
Yeah, I want nothing to do with the Red Sox offense right now. Lively, he hasn't been awful. Like I don't want to touch this game. If I lean anyway, it's
the
Reds, but I'm not.
On the road. You can only take the Reds at home.
100%. 100%.
I think I don't even think they have 10 wins on the road yet. Bill, anything?
I'm doing a parlay, a hit parlay of, hold on, if I can get to it. Josh Jung, Riley Green, and Freddie Freeman, +150.
Jung, Free, Green. Got that, Evan?
Yep.
Iron. Cool. All right, cool. Next game, Rackets, Phillies, Mets. Mets -135. Triple A team, Senga on the hill against Suarez. Do you have any interest here, Rackets, before Bill tells us to bet the Mets?
Ranger Suarez is fucking dog shit. So I will be on the Mets tonight with Bill Rupp.
I don't know how he was good the last year or two. I mean, he was fine last year. He was great the year before.
He
I don't know
sucks,
how.
Dude.
I thought he sucks forever. I mean, I've never, I don't know what the fuck. I mean, over the last 2 years before this year, I had like a combined like 2.9 ERA.
It's all the Suarez, yeah. Dude. Jose Suarez, Ranger Suarez. If it's if their last name is Suarez, they're fucking ass. They're trash.
You suck. You suck, Suarez. So yeah, Suarez sucks. That is for certain. And the Mets suck. So what are we going
to
do?
They've been better lately, though. They're
yes.
starting
well,
to
you know
score
why
some
they're
runs.
Better because of the guy I'm about to put a prop out on. I am about to put a prop on Francisco Alvarez and Pete Alonso. So I'm going to take both of those. I'll give you the numbers on those in a second here. We're going right back to 2 days ago. Soler, Alonso, Alvarez. We hit for a million units. Bill, what do you think of this Mets game while I look at these lines up?
I like the Mets. I'm not betting them right now, but I do have a parlay. Rays, Braves, Diamondbacks, plus 190.
Rays, Braves, Diamondbacks.
That is my parlay of the day.
Okay. Rays, Braves, Diamondbacks. Got it there.
All of them do what they have to do and get these wins tonight.
Just do what you got to do. That's all it is. Just do what you have to do. So I'm actually going with this here. So I'm going to take Alvarez. Oh, shit. Game just went off. God damn it, DraftKings. Just fucking flipped.
I mean, Tampa Bay can't play any worse than they played yesterday, right?
We said that line was a trap, and we still
bet. Yeah. The Braves lost, which was awful, to Oakland. Shouldn't have freaking happened, but it did.
I went over yesterday when you were texting your family members and shit.
And I like the D-backs hit, pitching matchup, so.
All right. Total bases, Evan. Alvarez over a half, minus 205. Jesus, that can't be the best line. I want him 1.5, not over a half. Total bases, 1.5 plus 140. Give me that. Give me Alvarez 1.5 plus 140. I'm going to take Alvarez home run also. And we're going to do that. Actually, you know what? I'm going to do the thing I've been doing that I like better. I stopped doing to hit a home run and started doing 4+ bases rackets. And it pays less.
I like it.
It's so much. I've had so many guys hit doubles. And like Acuna the other day went like 5 hits, you know, but he didn't hit a home run. Like the 4+, it's worth it if the number's right. So on FanDuel right now, Alvarez is plus 600 to homer. And for 4+ bases, he is plus 500. So why would I take the homer?
Makes no sense.
Right? I get 2 doubles, 3 hits, a triple and a single, like. Oh, 100%. So give me Alvarez plus 500, 4+ bases, Evan. And then I'm going to do the Alonso may make a little more sense because he's plus 370 for 4 bases. And to hit a home run, he is 430. 60 cents? Give me 4 bases. So give me Alonso 4+ bases plus 370. And then I'm going to do Alonso. This is my favorite play of the day here. So we're gonna whack these two. Soler, Alonso, and Alvarez, favorite plays of the day. Take the 2 bases out, Evan, and replace it with Alvarez over 1.5 hits plus runs plus RBIs minus 105. Got that?
Yep.
Blink if you're alive.
So Alvarez over 1.5 hits, runs, RBIs.
Yes, instead of Alvarez 2+ bases.
Minus 140?
Plus minus 105.
105.
Minus 105. And we're keeping the Alvarez 4+ bases. So it's over hits, runs, and RBIs, 1.5 minus 105, and 4+ bases plus 500.
Yep.
All right. And for Alonso, you already have the 4+ bases.
Yep.
So we're going to do Alonso hits, runs, RBIs also on DraftKings. If you guys don't have DraftKings and you can't do these, then just do them. Just do the total bases. Pete Alonso, I don't think he's there, Bill.
No.
Hits, runs, RBI. Oh, there he is. Okay. Minus 110 over 1.5 hits, runs, RBI. That's my play on that game. No side. Cardinals, Royals, anyone? Mikolas Skrinky.
But that is where my Dinger Tuesday bet will come from. Salvador Perez.
Sal Perez. Ooh. For the Dinger Tuesday.
Plus 390.
Dinger Tuesday. I'm going Soler Dinger Tuesday, but let me just make sure there's going to be enough home runs in that game. Padres, we got Soto. I think so. Here's what it is. I think Soler is most likely to homer today, but I'm not going to play it on Dinger Tuesday because the benefit of Dinger Tuesday is every home run you get 20% of your bet back, and I don't think there's going to be three home runs in that game.
Soler, Perez, and Acuna are the ones most likely to hit home runs today.
Yeah, so I'm going to go to the Mets game where I think there will be blood. I don't like Cody Senga, and I think we're going to see some home runs out of the Mets here today. So I'm going to go to FanDuel. I'm going to go to hit a home run, and I'm going to select Peter Alonso plus 430.
Yeah, I would say it's Alonso there.
Yeah. Alvarez is almost at the same amount of home runs per at bat as Alonso. The only reason it doesn't look like it is he's played 30 less games, but Alvarez on pace for 50 home runs in a full 600 at bat season. Dude's raking.
Hoffman's so, got a parlay.
What's Hoffman got?
Hoffman has Acuna hit today, parlayed with the Nuggets on Thursday.
He got banned from Villanova. What are you talking about? I graduated from Villanova, you idiot.
Minus 150.
I get banned from a college.
That'd be awesome if you did.
What are you going to break that I went to jail next?
I'm going to tell everyone you got.
That means you got banned from Villanova. How do you get banned from a college? That would be the coolest thing on my resume. Are you kidding me? Like, that would be like, that'd be my header.
I knew it wasn't true because I'd never heard of it.
I wish you guys.
Oh, I love these virgins.
That wouldn't have been the first time we heard about it if it did.
Oh, dude. I talk about robbing a bank every day.
Tommy would have been fucking.
Think I'd be embarrassed if I get banned from Villanova.
He would have fucking flexing that one for years.
Dude, I'm going to run with it now. Let's run with it. I got banned from Villanova. Let's do it now. And then when I go on campus, I'll go back and just sneak around, pretend like I'm like fucking sneaking. Fucking troll. The troll. You know what sucks for the trolls? When you fucking are so open about all the shit that you've done.
They're not good at trolling. They can't
do anything, right?
This is half the problem I have with people in the chat, too. If you're going to troll, be good at it.
Do it well.
Do it well.
Be good.
Be good.
Be creative.
Go deep. Get personal. Get personal. Do it. Go ahead.
Be funny.
Be funny with it. No. Yeah. He's so weak.
Don't write it 9 times. It's not even good. Man, I'm drawing attention to it. That's how bad. I'm literally pointing people to the chat to see it.
Be like, better with the trolls.
Look at this fucking loser. Anyway, let's go to next game. I got to get out of here in about 5-6 minutes. So let's finish this off.
Hoffman also said, tell Tommy the Orioles are going to sign Hicks.
Oh, my God. That's my dream.
No, shut up, dude. I see that bullshit on Twitter too.
If Hicks takes Mullen's spot in that lineup, I'll be fucking jerking. Well, you know what's gonna happen. Hicks will go there and hit 30 home runs to his fucking rat. That's what'll happen.
Walk off against the Yankees.
Okay. Yeah, walk off against the Mariners and the Yankees and everyone else. Any interest in the Cubs Rays game? I'm going right back at the Rays. I don't give a fuck.
I'm on the Rays already. Yeah,
I don't give a fuck. I'm going right at the head of that snake. Like, you fucked me yesterday, fine. I'm coming right for you.
How do you – I mean, I understand Stroman pitched well, but how the fuck do you get one hit by Stroman at Wrigley?
And fucking Bradley pitched well. The only run that was given up was because of a bad throw to first. That game should have been nothing in the ninth. That was weird, dude. The line was weird. Me and Bill said before the game, minus 120 made no sense. And guess what? It made sense now. They fucking raped us. That was nuts. We can't do them straight, right? Like, we can't be rocking them straight. So I'm going to go Braves Rays here. I'm going to go back to the blood, back to the well. No yesterday Rupp here. I'm going to fucking kill what killed me yesterday. Rays Braves, back to both. Plus 111, Evan. Bill, any play on the Rays game? You're on the Rays?
Where do you have Rays, Braves, Arizona?
All right, let's go. Houston, any interest to your rackets? I'm going to take Houston minus 104 at home, even though that line seems like the fishiest line in the world.
Oh, man. I was going to say I kind of like Joe Ryan here.
I like the Twins, but how do you not? You can't bet. Listen, this is what I told you last time when we were discussing this, where whoever was on the mound. You either bet on Houston or you don't bet the game, right? You can't bet against Houston at home at minus 112, right? You got to get plus money if you're going against Houston at home, don't you?
Yes. I 100% agree with that. It's just Ryan, it's the strikeout stuff, man. If he has his stuff, the Astros don't get the ball out of the infield. Like,
well, the problem with the Astros is they're built. Their team has changed, and they're now all righties. It's just Tucker and Alvarez. That's it. It's 7 righties versus the righties. So they don't have those lefties. These power righties are going in there and doing work. So I'm interested. I'm not going to make it an official play on the Astros. I like them. I'll probably bet them, but I got to do a little more research on it before I make it an official play. Chicharito, versus the Angels, Rackets.
There's my Dinger Tuesday. Shohei Ohtani going yard today.
Shohei.
I think he's only like plus 280 or some plus 290, some shit like that.
But has he homered in like the last month though?
He's hitting the ball hard.
Bad, dude.
He hasn't been great, but I think he gets right today. All right. This is a good spot for him.
All right. Rackets going home run off Giolito.
Don't have an actual lean on the game. I would probably go Angels because, but this is Ohtani.
No, yeah, that game, you're not betting that side. 71 degrees, 8 mile per hour weather blowing in. Bill, anything on the Angels game?
Nope.
Wind blowing in at Wrigley, by the way, before Houston's in a dome, Seattle's in a dome. Nestor Cortez versus Logan Gilbert. My Yankees and my Mariners both going head to head. I don't really like when the family fights, but nasty Nestor on the hill, who's been nasty.
He's been bad, dude.
Nasty in the wrong way this year.
He's good the first two times through the lineup, and then as soon as the lineup turns over that third time, he gets fucking crushed. So I don't know if they're going to
– this game. There's two games in a row here I can't touch.
They need to pull him after two trips through the lineup, regardless of how he looks.
Boone won't. Like
I know he won't.
What Boone does is he pulls you if you're doing good, and he leaves you in until you explode, like if you're not doing good. Like he's a fucking disaster. So I can't bet on this game. I can't. I don't have a play on it. The other game I don't have a play on either. We got Zach Gallen on the hill. I love the Diamondbacks, but you know Tommy G don't fuck with Freeland.
Not at 270 either. Like, come on, man.
I fuck with Kyle Freeland.
Diamondbacks are good, but they're not. They're not the fucking the Dodgers or the fucking number one team in baseball. Like, 270 for anybody. I wouldn't take the Rays at 270.
I would. I'm okay with that. It's just not Freeland. Dude, you don't know which Freeland's showing up, and 70% of the times it's the good one. So that's the problem. He plays in Coors Field, so you got to factor this in a little bit when I read.
I think he's actually been better at home.
Phenomenal.
This year than
he's the last couple of years he actually has. But his starts this year, 2-5. These are earned runs. 2-5-0-2-0-3-4-7-2-0-0. There's a lot of twos and zeros in there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 starts this year where he's given up two runs or less. You're not getting me on it. Bill, you like Arizona here, right?
Love them.
You like Arizona? You love Arizona here? I can't get down with the 270.
I love them.
I would take him at 170. I can't take him at 270.
Then don't.
Zach Allen's not what Zach Allen was either, dude. Zach Allen got blown up a couple games ago, and every start he gave up in the month of April, he had 5 starts, and
he
only
will
one
come
of them did.
Through tonight.
Okay, maybe, but I don't like him. I think he's broken right now.
You're broken.
The month of April, he gave up one game where he gave up any runs.
You're broken.
Listen, you're gonna change your mind the second I'm done with this. 4-0-0-0-0. Okay? Strikeouts. 3 in the one that he got blown up. 11-7-11-12. May? Earned runs. 3-1-2-5-2. Coming off. So no runs where he shut anyone out. Strikeouts. 6-7-6-2-3.
What the fuck happened to Zach Allen? I had his K's in his last start, too, and I was watching that. He looked awful.
Awful. 6-7-6-2-3. The 4 starts before that were 11-7-11-12. Something's wrong with him. He's probably injured or something. I'm not doing it. Bill, don't do it.
I'm doing it. I love it.
All right, Bill's doing it.
Bill loves it.
I'm not doing it. I hate it. I think it's the worst bet on the board.
You're an idiot.
Terrible. Terrible bet by you. Braves, Bill. You already got the Braves in the parlay, right? We're on the same parlay, right? You got the – what do we have? We had Braves and who? Rays. And then you added the loser in Arizona. I'm back.
Cool.
Keep in mind, guys, Acuna, we were watching the game the other day. Acuna's batting 500 in his first at bat for the season. We bet him for a couple units yesterday. I'm going to do it again today. We're going to try it for the next few days. The guy's hitting 500, and he's plus 400 to get a hit in his first at bat. There's no reason not to do it. So
the Braves are minus 250 against the A's, and the Diamondbacks are 270.
Yeah, no.
Come on.
That's wrong. It's a stupid line. And honestly, realistically, and this sounds crazy, but never thought I'd say this a month ago, but Elder's better than Gallen for the last month. So
do yourself a favor and look at Elder's Savant page. It is the worst thing you will ever see in your life. And somehow his numbers are awesome. Like there's so much blue on there. It's insane. And he somehow
just know how to pitch.
He's just pitching through it.
Greg Maddux's savant page wouldn't have been that great. He just knew how to hit his spots. So maybe he just didn't in spots, you know, just outsmarting hitters. But I don't get it either. I don't get if he's doing so good. So I'm going with the Braves in the parlay above. We already talked about Diamondbacks. We already talked about Yankees. Got two games left. We'll get the fuck out of here. Giants, Pirates, Galatis, Pirates versus the Giants. What do we think here? Do you guys like anything?
No, I like the Pirates, plus 124. I think the Pirates are starting to turn around a little bit. The offense was obviously stagnant for a couple weeks, but they're starting to score some runs again. Oviedo's been good in his last three starts. I like him today, plus 124.
Okay. Bill, anything there?
Yeah, I liked him too.
All right. Roscoe, who said I got banned from Villanova, says, Tommy, you and Rackets are anti-Philly. I mean, isn't the whole world anti-Philly who's not from Philly? Who likes
Philly?
Yeah,
I can get down. I'll get down with being anti-Philly. Fuck
yeah, me. I mean, who likes Philly? Philly, I went to school there, and I'm a Flyers fan. How am I anti-Philly?
I don't like it.
Villanova fan. I literally have four favorite teams. The Yankees, the Jets, the Flyers, and the fucking Villanova Wild.
I do not look
–
Cesar Becerra, I do not look like –
50% of my teams are Philly teams. What are you talking about?
This dude said I look like fucking Stu. Stu Pickles.
It looks like the dad from Rugrats.
Stu Pickles. I look like Stu Pickles.
Hold on.
Look like Stu Pickles.
Ah, Pickles.
I know Tommy Pickles. You do look exactly like him.
Stu Pickles.
Is that Rackets? Oh, no, wait. That's Stu Pickles.
Hold on. Do I still have it in here? Hold on.
That's an interesting call. I don't think you look like Stu Pickles, but you damn well better believe it.
I don't have it in here. I used to have a Rugrats background in here with Stu Pickles.
Yeah, but no, I'm not anti. I mean, I guess I'm anti-Philly sometimes, but you guys suck. I mean, your girls are disgusting. Your city's trash, and your teams are fucking, you know, been good for a few years, but you suck for seven decades. So, yeah, I think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl this year, even in spite of their terrible quarterback. I think the Phillies are trash. Not gonna go very far without Rhys Hoskins. I think the Flyers are trash. I'm a Flyers fan. I think Villanova's trash because they lost Jay Wright. And what sport am I missing? The Sixers are a fucking joke. How am I? You're not anti-Philly because you're anti-Sixers. Sixers choke every year.
I actually like the Sixers, so maybe I'm not anti-Philly.
Okay, yeah, no. I mean, listen, I just think the city's ugly and sucks and the people suck. And Roscoe, I mean, you being the guy that dropped fucking eight straight messages of Tommy G getting banned from Villanova isn't helping your city's cause. Shows how fucking annoying you people are in Philly. Listen, Philly's cool. You know, everyone likes their younger brother. Yeah, you're New York's younger brother. It's all right. Let's go to the last game here, and then we got to get out of here. Last game on the board, Washington and the Dodgers. Gonsolin versus Irvin Rackets, minus 350 on the Dodgers.
No chance I am touching this game. Anything.
Please go down 1-0 so I could bet it live. That's all.
And you still won't even get plus money. You'll still be minus 150.
Yeah, plus money, no. You're still going to be minus 190, yeah.
Fuck no.
Yeah, no, 1-0 is just to get in.
Gonsolin's been awesome. I totally get the line. Gonsolin's been great. I don't want
to. The line's right. I mean, the line's right. You know, yeah. The fuck that should kill him. They should beat him by fucking five. But
no interest in
you
that.
No, are you gonna lay it, Bill? Any interest? Nope. Why don't you take the fuck? Here's what you do, guys. Let Bill do his stupid shit because Bill's a stubborn prick. So even when he hears new information, he won't process it. Let Bill add the Diamondbacks to that parlay and lose because Kyler Freeland shuts him out, and you guys go add the Dodgers instead. How about that? You take the Diamondbacks out, add the Dodgers in.
Don't do it.
When Bill loses. By the way, we're not on tomorrow. I'll explain that at the end. We're going to be on Thursday. But you guys take the Diamondbacks out, put the Dodgers in.
Don't do Bill. It!
Yeah, so that way Bill doesn't make you lose that parlay with his horrific
What would the odds
bet.
Be on that?
Yeah, let's post it like that, too. Let's get Bill out of the posted sheet on that. That's a bad bet.
Don't do it!
Stubbs, Bill will still post it to you. He'll still post it to you. But me and Rackets cannot be on a sheet. That has Arizona minus 270 on
no,
it.
No, I don't we want it to any part
we'd
of it.
We'd have to leave the show. So
I literally don't
one,
want it.
Plus 171.
You guys don't like money.
You know the Diamondbacks are going to win by 12 now.
They're going to go up 6-0 in the first
inning. Dodgers going to lose 4-1. Diamondbacks are going to win 7-1.
Diamondbacks win tonight. I'm coming in with a Diamondbacks uniform on.
All right. Tomorrow we will see. We'll see tomorrow. Anything else here, E, before we get the fuck out of here?
Nope.
No? Good.
Nope.
Stu Pickles, anything from you?
Nah. I got to get my Rugrats background back now.
Final words?
Go O's. I'm tired of this shit. losing 4 out of 5. What the fuck is this?
Not good, not good. Got to turn that around. I love how they waited till I lost my bet to do this.
Oh, it's amazing.
Right? Like, I'm just going to be, I'm just going to be a month early. You know they're going 4-24 in June, and I had to pay you $100 for fucking. You know it's happening. Nope. You know that's happening. Fucking sucks. Evan Hand.
Final Rigged.
Word. Rigged. Go up. Final words. Bill, I want to apologize for everyone on here for distracting you today from 2 to 3 o'clock. So
Go Zona.
What's that?
Go Zona.
All right. So everyone in the chat, apologize to Bill for being an inconvenience on his day from 2 to 3 o'clock when he hasn't done this show since Friday. And we will not be here tomorrow. We'll be here on Thursday because I need to take my niece to see The Little Mermaid tomorrow. And honestly, it's more important than you guys. So what we're going to do, I'm going to go see Little Mermaid in the morning. I also got to take this fucking retard.
Did you go see Mario yet? Did you see Mario?
We saw me and Bill watched Mario, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It was good. That was really good.
Mario was awesome.
Yeah, that was great. Bill, you have to go to the hospital in the morning, too. That's another reason why we're moving it. So, really not because we hate you, but I'm just going to say it's because we hate you. So I have to pick Bill up in the morning at 8 o'clock. I got to go see Little Mermaid tomorrow. Busy day for me. Busy day. We're not going to be here. We will be back on Thursday, though. So unlike Ruppin' Rackets, we're not canceling it. We're just moving it. So we'll see you guys Thursday and Friday. That's it. We're done. So for Bill Rupp, Joey Pickles. Evan, were you going to murmur something? Nope. Okay, I thought you were talking. For Bill Rupp, Joey Pickles, and Evan Hand, I am Tommy G. Good luck. Fuck Philly, motherfuckers.
Let's go!